The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Keith. And if you are a fan of the podcast, then you need to join me inside my manifestation club called the Inner Tribe. The Inner Tribe is located inside the Manifest It Now app, and it is where we meet every single week and do live manifestation calls. We bring in guest experts two times a month. So every other week, you get a guest expert that is helping you grow and expand your mindset and manifest your best life. You can ask them questions. We have a community of high vibe women that you can network with, and you get access to the entire app. So all of the courses, the book club, and I create custom workbooks for you, filled with journal prompts, custom subliminals, meditations, the whole nine yards. So if you like manifestation, if you like the podcast, then this is definitely for you. So I will link it in the show notes below. And it's time to invest in something that is going to help you manifest the best year ever. So get in there as soon as possible. We've got a lot of really fun things planned for the rest of this year. Now let's dive into the show. All right, today I am answering another question. This is a follow-up from my episode about journaling for manifestation. And I realized I needed to get a little more specific around what that journaling practice looks like. So both Leanne and Gretchen in the Inner Tribe asked me this question. On the podcast episode where you talk about what you consistently did to manifest your dream lifestyle, you wrote down your desires list. Do you review them over and over on a daily basis, like an affirmation, or do you suggest letting it go because it's written and being put out into the universe? This is a great question, and I get this type of question a lot, and I always say the same thing. You have to do what feels right for you. And I'm going to get into my specific practice and some guidance if you just really don't know how you want to get started with this manifestation, journaling practice, writing out your desires. But at the end of the day, you have to trust how you feel because everyone's different. Everyone's drawn to different things. So first of all, are you drawn to writing and journaling every day? Are you drawn to sitting and meditating? Are you drawn to saying affirmations out loud? Are you drawn to listening to subliminals? Like, it's okay if you don't like the same thing that I'm doing. You have to kind of tune into that because if it feels like a chore to do it, or you're doing it just because you think you have to, that's not a good energy to be in for manifestation. Journaling, meditating, subliminals, all these things at the end of the day are simply tools to help you manifest. And if it helps you to get in that state of acting as if and get you excited about your goals and really get you in that good frame of mind, then it's the right tool for you, then it's working. But if it feels like a chore and you're doing it just because you think you have to, that's not a good frame of mind. So then don't do that, okay? So here's what I have done and do. So I make a desires list. I usually do this like, I don't know, maybe 3-4 times a year, but I only do it when I'm in the mood for it, when I'm like, okay, what do I want? Like, I'm just going to have complete fun with this exercise, not think about what's realistic or what's possible or reasonable or anything like that. And I just have fun with it. And I let myself write out everything I want without guilt or shame or judgment or anything. So I do that a few times a year. And typically there will be kind of an overarching goal where I know if I hit that goal, that big overarching goal, all of the things on that list will then happen. So for example, a lot of times on my list, I'll put like the car I want, the amount of income I want, maybe things I want to buy, maybe vacations I want to go on, maybe things I want to do with friends. Like I'll kind of make just a really big list with all these different things. But I know if I hit my goal of something in my business, like maybe it's being a best-selling author or a top podcast or a top manifestation app, that will then trickle down to all of those things. Because if I hit that big overarching goal, I'm going to have more income, more reach, more achievement and fulfillment in what I'm doing. And it kind of trickles down and allows me then to have those things that I want that usually cost money or take time or require me to be in a really good mindset. So when I have that big overarching goal, that is what I will typically write and say out loud every morning. So for years, while I was in my corporate job, miserable, I would wake up in the morning and I wanted all these things, right? Like I wanted a whole lifestyle. I didn't want just money or I didn't want to just be at home. I wanted it all. Like I wanted to be able to be home, do work that I was passionate about, make good money, be able to do things with my kids. Like I wanted the whole lifestyle. And the overarching theme of that was being able to be my own boss and make my own schedule. Because I knew if I was my own boss and making my own schedule, I would be in control of my income and I would be in control of my time. The two like big things. And that would free me up then to spend time with my kids, my family, do the things that I love. So it would trickle down and help me manifest all of these lifestyle goals I wanted. So every single day, I'd get out my journal and at the top of the page, I would write, I am so thankful that I am my own boss and make my own schedule. Every day, like that was just my theme. I would write it down. I would say it to myself throughout the day as I was like driving or whatever. And that was the big goal I would focus on. Then after that, I would just start writing things I'm grateful for. And I still do this today. So if you don't know what to journal, gratitude is always what I suggest to start with. Because when you're in a state of gratitude, it's like the same thing as being in a state of love. And that is the manifesting state. So if you're like not feeling great, you're not in a high vibe state, you're feeling kind of lousy, feel like your goals are never going to happen, get into a state of gratitude. And you do that by thinking of all the different things you're grateful for, all the different things that you have right now. And we all have a lot to be grateful for. This is a practice that if you just make it a routine, it will change your life. It will put you consistently in that manifestation state, in that state of love. So I would start with that. And once again, whether you write one thing or 10 things, it doesn't really matter. You just have to do what feels good to you. Like make your journaling practice yours. Do what's right. There's no right or wrong answer. You just kind of go with the flow and like it might be one way one day and then something completely different the next day. Like maybe you write one thing down today and then maybe tomorrow you're in this like flow of gratitude and you want to write 3 pages of things you're grateful for, then do that. Like just tune in to what feels good to you. And then after that, it's really whatever you want to write out. So some people will do like a brain dump where they just write. Like there's nothing that they're like prompting. They just write and try to like get everything out that's possibly going on in their mind. And a lot of times with that, what ends up happening is the subconscious starts speaking through your writing and you'll go back and read it and you'll find like little bits of information that are insightful. So that's one thing you can do. Another thing, if you want like an actual journal prompt that I'll do, especially if I'm stuck or like I want to keep writing, but I'm not really sure what to write about, is I'll ask the universe, like, what do I need to know, be, do, say? Like, what do you need me to know, be, do, or say? And then I'll just write and just see what comes through. And there's always something there. There's always like an action there that I know I need to do or a way of being that I know I need to be. Like, it's, there's always wisdom that comes through that. And once again, whether you think it's the universe or your subconscious, it doesn't really matter. It's stuff that you might not consciously pick up on. And your subconscious is speaking to you through the writing. So it's really helpful and you get great insight. And then finally, if you're like one of these people that really needs structure, just go on Pinterest or go into the Manifest It Now app. And in the Inner Tribe, every month there's a workbook that is filled with journal prompts. And every month there's a different theme. And you can go through and pick out a journal prompt every day or just work on that a little bit more, take it a little bit deeper if you really want that structure and that guidance. The point of all of it is that I've never had a bad experience from journaling. I've always gained great insight. It's helped me shift into a state of gratitude and a positive mindset, and it's helped me keep my goals front and center. It's giving the subconscious that repetition it needs to accept and believe in these goals. The caveat of that is if it doesn't feel good to you, if it feels like hard work, if you're like struggling to sit down and do it, then don't do it. Then find something that does feel good for you. Like sometimes I don't journal and I'll just go for a walk outside and I'll just like think, you know, I'll just kind of do like a walking meditation. I'll tune into nature around me and that's really fulfilling and I'll get a lot of insight that way. Obviously subliminals, I love them. I use them every day. Maybe you just do that. Or if there's a particular day you don't feel like journaling, just do that. So there's no right or wrong. That's the main message. And if something feels wrong, then that's your intuition maybe guiding you towards something else. So think, all right, well, what feels good to me right now? What do I need right now? Like what would feel really good and leave me feeling re-energized and ready to take on my goals? And then go do that. I hope that helps. And I'll see you guys back here next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys want more in between these podcast episodes, you can subscribe to my Apple podcast, Manifested It. You can find that in Apple Podcasts, and it has all of my bonus interviews, guided visualizations, subliminals, meditations, all that good stuff. Or you can download the Manifest It Now app where I put everything, all of my interviews, tools, everything I've used to manifest a life I don't need a vacation from. You can find that wherever you get your apps in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And you can join the Inner Tribe Manifesting Community, which is inside the app as well. If you want to up level with a group of women who are there to support you, cheer you on, give you guidance, and up level your vibe. And if you love this episode, the best thing you can do to support the podcast is share it. Share it with a friend. Share it on your Instagram. Make sure to tag me at Law of Attraction Tribe so I can share it back on my story as well. I love connecting with you guys and putting a face to all the listeners out there. So come connect with me over on Instagram and let's start a conversation. Have a great week and I'll see you back here next time.